I'm Christine Dean, stepping in here to do a session here with Charlie Parr. Hi, welcome, Charlie.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
It's great to have you here in our studios. I think we should just set up a cot in the corner for you. You're here so often.
I haven't been here for a while, but yeah, a cot would be good.
Okay, good. Thanks for joining us. No, Black Twig Pickers, that's one you brought in.
Yeah. They're from around Blacksburg, Virginia. They're going to be touring up this way. The first weekend in September, they're going to be here at the Brew House on September 5th, Friday, September 5th. And we do the tour together. We're going to do all the shows as kind of an ensemble. I'm playing on their songs. They're playing on my songs.
That sounds like fun.
Really good string band, old time kind of stuff.
And where did you run across them?
I've been a fan of theirs in various kind of incarnations for a long time. Members of Black Twig Pickers also play with Pelt and the Spiral Joy Band, and our acquaintances with Jack Rose, and they're on a VHF label from out east. So I kind of, you know, I've been a fan of theirs, and at one point or another, Jack passed a CD on to their banjo player, and so we became kind of mutual admirers and got to know one another, and I started heading out there for little tours, and so now I've decided to try to get them to come up here to play a little bit.
Well, great. Looking forward to that. And that's next Wednesday at
Friday.
Oh, next Friday.
Friday the 5th.
Okay, yeah. Friday the 5th, and that's going to be
at the Brew House.
At the Brew House. So not your regular Wednesday. Are you going to be playing there on Wednesday too?
Absolutely. I'd play there every night if anybody let me.
All right. Well, why don't you play here in our studios right now? You're going to be up at the UMD Market Day in the Plaza in just an hour here.
Yep.
But we wanted to drag you in our studios first to get a little preview. So what do you want to start with?
Oh, I don't know. I play this is an old tune I learned from a Doc Boggs record, I guess. It's called Roses While I'm Living. White rose placed in my cold stiff hand. What care I for the words of praise when I can't understand? When I can't understand, oh love, when I can't understand. What care I for the words of praise when I can't understand?
Too late, for I will not need your song of praise when beyond the grave. And I'm once beyond the grave, oh love, once beyond the grave. I will not need your songs of praise when I'm once beyond the grave.
Great tune.
Thanks.
That is Charlie Parr. And you brought your banjo today, just the banjo.
Yeah, it is. Lighter than the guitar.
So have you given up on the guitar altogether?
Given up on the guitar. Dude. Carrying heavy things is not my way anymore.
Now, how long have you been guitarless here?
A what?
How long have you been guitarless?
Guitar? Oh, just today.
Oh, okay. Here I thought this was a new Charlie Parr thing. He's given up the guitar. He's going to play banjo all the time. But no, today.
Sometimes I mean, when I'm sitting at home playing something, I'm playing the banjo usually, even though I'm not a banjo player in the kind of traditional sense. I don't play claw hammer, and I don't play Scruggs kind of stuff, bluegrass banjo. I play, you know, kind of my own way, I guess. But when I'm sitting around home, I just play the banjo normally. That national is too loud to sit at home and play it because the baby wakes up or whatever.
That would be a problem.
So, yeah. So I play this a lot. And this morning I played it, and I thought, well, I'll just carry that with me.
Okay. And what have you been up to this summer?
Not much.
Any traveling?
Shows, hanging out with the children, play Legos, Play-Doh, stuff like that. I've had some shows. I haven't gone, a real significant amount of distance away. I've been down to Texas a couple times this year, out west coast and Montana and, the Rockies. Out east once, a lot of regional kind of stuff, some festivals here and there.
Oh, what festivals have you been doing?
I just did the Porcupine Mountain Festival in the UP, which was a blast.
Now, have you done that before?
I've done that in the last 3 years.
Okay.
I did Log Jam this year, which is always fun. It's always a good time to go to Log Jam.
Now, how do festivals compare to just the regular shows that you do?
Well, you get to see a lot of cool people. I did the Deep Blues Festival not too long ago, and I got to see a bunch of acts I'd never, ever get to see normally, Excuse me. And it's different in that sense. You also kind of feel like you're part of a community of such things that go on. Instead of showing up at a club or at a bar, and you got to go and say, look, I'm supposed to play here tonight, and then they either say good or who cares,
Or
you're on your own, Yeah, or who told you that? And then, you're kind of on your own. You go and you sit somewhere and you have a cup of coffee and, I don't play with a band, so it's by myself, So you feel kind of lonely sometimes. In the festival, you get to hang out with people that do such things you do and, talk to them. And it's really a friendly, happy environment most of the time.
Well, that's great. And you said you got a van. How's the van treating you?
I'm selling the van.
You're selling the van. Mm-hmm. You don't like the van?
I love the van.
Okay.
It's
Do you need a van for just one guy?
Well, that's the thing. I got a van, and it was, we got into this van in kind of a roundabout kind of way, so there's a lot of details that you really don't want to know about, but so there's this van involved, and then I'm in the van, and I'm spending a lot of money on gas, and I'm in there by myself, and I thought, I could do this in a Yugo. I've got, very few things that I take with me whenever I go anywhere. I don't have a lot of needs. I sleep in the van, and I can make food in the van, and it's got a fridge, and it's got a little chemical toilet, which I don't want to use, so I haven't used that yet for what its intended purpose is meant to be. But, I do all this stuff in the van, and it's fine, but, I can do a lot of stuff without a van. So the van's on the block.
Okay.
I'm not going to have a van anymore. I'm going to have something else.
Okay, bye-bye van.
Yeah.
But didn't it make you feel a little more, rock star for a little bit?
No. Okay. No, it really didn't. It's not a rock star van. It's kind of a conversion van.
Oh, okay.
When my van is like parked in the festival lot alongside the other band's vans, it's the one that doesn't look like a band van. It looks like just some guy driving a van.
Okay. That's not very rock and roll.
No.
All right, Charlie, what do you want to play for us next?
I don't know. I play something new that's on the forthcoming. Is that right?
You've got a new album
upcoming?
Coming out? Well,
yeah.
We'll talk about that one. Okay. Tell me what
I'll
it
play,
is.
I'll play this. This is, see if I can do this here. Thank you.
her all my life. I ain't known but one woman, now she is my wife. I've been pulling up the road to the town and back again. I ain't known but a handful of folks, them I call my friends. Now I'm gonna leave here, now I'm going away. Keep my fiddle tuned for me, I'll need it some sweet day. The preacher told my only son, sign you up for war. Fight for your life or from your home and never come back no more. My only son come home one day and we buried him up the hill. Next to his granny, his old grandpa and his dear old Uncle Bill. Well, now I'm gonna leave here, now I'm going away. Keep my fiddle tuned for me, I'll need it some sweet day. Myself, find what it's all about. Why'd they take a poor man's son? He was all I got. Whose pockets are filled with gold and they don't have to fight. Leave home, say goodbye to the kids and worry on them all night. Well, now I'm gonna leave here, now I'm going away. Keep my fiddle tuned for me, I need it some sweet day. Come out and talk to me, and they don't have time to give. Call the cops, they roustabouts living on my place. Take him away in a dirty kind, I don't want to see his face. Well, now I'm gonna leave here, now I'm going away. Keep my fiddle tuned for me, I'll need it some sweet day. Well, I wished I stayed at home and kept my son there too. Man, all day long, he'll never get back to you. Call cops and roustabouts living on my place. But take him away, he's dirty kind. I don't want to see his face. Well, now I'm gonna leave here, now I'm going away. Keep my fiddle tuned for me, I need it some sweet day. Well, now I'm gonna leave here, now I'm going away. Keep my fiddle tuned for me, I need it some sweet day.
Charlie Parr on KUMD. What was the name of that one?
Don't Send Your Child to War.
And origin of that one?
I don't know. I wrote it sometime.
Okay.
Recently.
Recently. All right. and it's going to be on your new album. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I figured it was about time for a new Charlie Parr album.
It's been a year and some months since Jubilee came out. That would have been June of last year that came out. So, yeah, it's been a while.
So where are you doing this one?
I don't know. We recorded some stuff so far in Mikkel Beckman's living room and some other stuff in Dave Hundreiser's garage.
And Mikkel is
a washboard
be found
player.
Playing washboard with you sometimes.
Yep.
So, yep. Okay.
And Dave is a harmonica player that was on Jubilee, and that whole record was recorded in his garage. A little bit more of this one's been done in his living room, some in my living room. There's some tracks have been recorded in the basement of the Turf Club in St. Paul. So it's just kind of all over the place.
So it's kind of a laid-back recording process, sort of. Here, there.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever things come together.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like recording studios very much. Mm-hmm. I get nervous, and then you can really tell on the recording, you know, that I'm uptight, you know. And so, every recording since the second one has been outside of a studio environment. We did, you know, garages and practice spaces and warehouse spaces and wherever we could feel most at home, you know. And so this one, Tom Herbers has managed to get a hold of some Nagra tape machine. It's a little reel-to-reel that's used for on-location movie sound.
Okay.
You can put it on your shoulder and walk around with it. So we thought, well, let's just play wherever we feel like playing. And we've got a couple more weeks left of this thing process, and then we'll compile everything and decide what is, you know, going to be on the record and what's not, and then there it is.
How many songs do you have?
13, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How many originals do you think?
13.
Versus, are they all originals?
13, yeah. They're probably going to end up being a couple of traditional tunes on there, but for the most part, it's going to be originals.
So you're just carrying this little tape player around with you, and when the inspiration strikes?
I take Tom with me, and then Tom carries the...
He's your Sherpa.
he's got the wherewithal in his mind about how to put the microphones and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. So do you just keep him with you at all times in case inspiration strikes and you want to record something?
No, because he's not here. This would be perfect.
Well, and I definitely like the kind of music that you do. That seems like a much better way to capture it. A studio setting just doesn't seem quite appropriate.
Well, yeah, I agree. You know, when I think about, you know, the thing about the things that I listen to when I'm sitting at home listening to music, it's usually field recordings or recordings from the, you know, the early part of the last century that, you know, that they're not traditional kind of studio recordings. There's not a lot of production involved, and that's what I listen to. That's what I love the best. And so when I set out to make recordings of my own, that's immediately what I think about doing, is making those kinds of recordings that I listen to. And I mean, it's, you know, I think there's a type of thing for everybody out there. You know, this happens to be the type of thing I feel like I better do, because I think if I tried to do it another way, it would probably not sound right, and I wouldn't be happy with it.
Right. So any potential names for the album?
I think it's going to be called Roustabout.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But, you know, all that, I'm still working on what's actually going to be on the cover, too. So all that stuff, it's I don't know. I'd much rather just play music than have to do much of anything else. Music, and then a close second would be, you know, Legos and Sandbox.
Lego cover.
And then third would be probably recording.
Well, then you get other people to do that part of it for you. Well, let's hear something else. Can you do something else that might possibly appear on this next album?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. This is another tune I wrote. It's in the same tuning, so it'll all sound the same.
Charlie Parr on KUMD with a tune from his upcoming album. And what's that one called?
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe we need to have a contest to name your album and your songs.
Sounds like trouble.
It does sound like trouble. So what do you got planned for the fall, Charlie?
More of the same, I guess.
Now, you do your annual England thing, kind of. When is that?
I'm not doing it this year.
What?
I am not.
How will England survive without Charlie Parr?
I think they'll do fine. I'm going to miss them. But I'm going to go in February this year. There's an Irish record label called Independent Records that has agreed to release some stuff. And an English label called Misplaced Music that's going to release my very first vinyl record. In February.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've decided to push off, and I'll go in February. I'll be gone most of February and part of March in Ireland, and then over to England. And then I'll be back in England in late May for the Bath International Music Festival. So I'll have two trips over there real close together next year. So this year, this fall, I'm taking it easy. I'm doing the regular thing. I'm going back out east, going back down south, going back out west. There's maybe an opportunity for me to go to Australia at some point.
Have you ever been there before?
I haven't. I'd be really excited to go, but we'll see. You know, it's nothing you can real. You know, I don't tend to put a lot of stock in the future, so I just kind of roll along and do my Wednesdays and stuff.
And then
if stuff happens that is nice, then good.
Great. Well, that's a good attitude to have. Good attitude to have.
I don't know. It depends.
And this next week, you're going to be back for next Wednesday's Bracer.
I'm here for tonight's Wednesday, and then next Wednesday's Wednesday.
But you're going to be gone in between there?
And then I'll be gone in between there. And then I'll be... actually, next Wednesday, I'm going to play the Brew House, and then I'm going to get up at 6, and I'm going to drive... and pick up the Black Twig Pickers, and we're going to go play Thursday in Winona down at Ed's bar that hasn't got a name yet, and then come back up.
That's a recurring theme, things that don't have names yet. Yeah, okay.
Ed and I have a lot in common that way. Then we'll come back up on Friday and do the Friday show, and then go on from there. So.
Great. And we hope you possibly get them in the studio next Friday.
I'd love that. I think they would like that, too. They're very nice... nice gentlemen. They've got their feet really, really firmly rooted in a tradition of mountain music that their families have been involved with for generations. So it's fun to hear. You know, you can hear that influence in their music. They're real, real good guys to play.
They're
with.
The real deal.
Mm, definitely.
Well, do you want to finish up with one more before you head up? Now you're playing. Okay, so you are playing right now in our studios. You're playing at 2:00.
Yes.
Here at UMD.
Yes.
And then you've got your Bracer tonight at the Brew House.
I'm going to bring the guitar to the Bracer, too.
Oh, sure.
Plus the banjo. So I've got to have two things then.
Okay.
But, you know, you got to change things up once in a while.
And I love the banjo, so no complaints here. I love the banjo.
I do, too. I've met a lot of people who don't care for the thing so much, but I met more people, actually, who like it. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. Good to know where people stand on that, on the banjo issue.
Everybody's got an opinion, actually.
So, three shows today, counting this one. Have you ever played more than three shows in one day?
I don't think so. I've done three before, but
okay.
I don't think I've done more than three.
But that's your limit.
I don't know. I mean, I'd be willing to try, you know, try for four. You know, it's not really work. Just playing music. I've done work. And I was all right with that too. So, but I've always really shied away from calling this stuff work.
Well, that's good because as long as you feel that way about it, you're going to keep doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, you got one more you can finish off with us here?
I do. I hadn't really thought of what that might be, but I bet I could play another song in the same tuning, so I don't have to retuning the banjo would take me. At least as long as it is for me to tell you about how long retuning the bass.
Okay. All right, same tuning. That's okay with us.
Same tuning. I'm gonna do an old folk song though. This is from the great Harry Smith Anthology of American Folk Music that I'm sure you guys have here in the studio somewhere. But this is called "I Wish I Was a Mole in the Ground." I wish I was a mole in
the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. I was a mole in the ground. Lord, I'd root that mountain down. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Well, it's Tempe wants a $9 shawl. Tempe wants a $9 shawl. With a $40 bill, and she said, "Baby, where you been so long?" I've been in the bend so long. Well, I've been in the bend so long. Well, I've been in the band with a rough and rowdy man, and she said, "Baby, where you been so long?" And I don't like a railroad man. Well, I don't like a railroad man. But a railroad man will kill you any kid, and he'll drink up your blood like wine. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Well, I wish I was a lizard in the spring. If I was a lizard in the spring, you know I'd hear my darling sing. And I wish I was a lizard in the spring. And it's Tempe, let your hair roll down. Tempe, let your hair roll down. Let your hair roll down and your bangs curl around. And it's Tempe, let your hair roll down. There's a mole in the ground, Lord, I'd root that mountain down, and I wish I was a mole in the ground. There's a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down, and I wish I was a mole in the ground.
That's Charlie Parr on KUMD. Thanks so much, Charlie. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Wow, thanks. It's good to be here. I did want to say real quick, happy birthday to my son Elijah, who's turning 7 this weekend.
Happy birthday, yeah, Elijah.
Good boy, we're going to have a party for him.
Great. And you're heading upstairs?
Upstairs?
To, yeah, up at UMD.
Outside?
Up, yeah, upstairs. Well, I hope. I don't know. Does the sun come out?
I don't know. I hadn't. It didn't when I was here. Was that upstairs? I get so lost around here.
It's upstairs. It's upstairs.
I was going to drive back out to the road and then drive back in because that's the only way I can find my way back around the place.
It's at the Kirby Plaza, UMD Market Day in the plaza. Outside if the weather's nice. Inside if it's not so nice, which we can't tell because we're in the basement here. So Charlie Parr heading up there. Okay. And then tonight?
At the Brew House. 9:30 to close or whenever they kick us out.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Christine.